Welcome to the High Tech Hunting Podcast with your host, Grant Utley.
All right. So, the first episode of the High Tech Hunting Podcast
starts now.
Big day.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, big day.
So, I've got two special guests here to kick us off. And the first one,
Bill Brown, product designer.
John Malusiak, brand management developer, marketing and sales strategy.
Yeah, we're here to change the world. Right here, we're going to do it.
Yeah, our story's been going on here for a little bit. So this is this right here, this next chapter is going to be a really big deal for us. So,
and a lot of people have seen us before. We've been to Iowa. It was a big, big deal. Mm-hmm. But now we got Precision Sonar. Mm-hmm. On board to manufacture this and get this to the finish line. A lot of people have been asking. We've been, we've been set back with COVID and stuff like that. And now we're ready to release this to the world, get it out there and help some people.
Yeah. We've talked about this for, I want to say, a little over a decade now. This goes back to Bill's family. All comes out of Northern Michigan.
And, yeah, state land hunters. We up in Northern Michigan where the land is plentiful, but yeah. The deer are not.
Yeah. So hardcore bow hunters.
Yeah. Big time. So
just kind of in your senior DNA.
Exactly.
I'm from Northern Wisconsin. So we always thought the upstate Michiganders were the youpers, you know? So I've always looked at Bill as a youper and he said, no. That's up in the UP and yeah. He's not quite up in the UP, but
yeah, there's a lot of land up there and a lot of bears,
yeah,
for that matter. So,
well, high-tech hunting is something bigger than just a product that you engineered. And a few years ago, we kicked off a show out of Iowa, the Iowa Deer Classic, and spent some time there with Bill's family and cousins. They all kind of put together a booth and stuff, and they ran off to Iowa to put on a show and basically just showcase what they had been working on for like the last 14 years. This is an idea that originated in their family and,
the American dream.
Yeah, exactly. A really big one actually. And,
yeah, we pulled in there and, set up that booth and everybody thought that we were veterans. They no one could believe that was our first show because of the booth that John designed. And we showed up and set this thing up and these people are like, what? This is your first show. Well, what are you talking about?
We were in the booth watching people walk past and it was like, they just kept like a double take because you hit the button on the remote and there's this tree stand moving up and down on this pole. And it's like, what is going on? Because nobody has really seen anything like that in the market, you know?
Yeah. Well, the other thing, if we weren't moving, then they just thought we were selling tree stands.
Exactly.
And then we hit the button and they were like, what the heck?
And you can't hear it. It's just super, it's just quiet.
Yeah. That first show, the first day, Dylan from Dylan Blinds came over and said, you guys have five people talking to people coming up here. He goes, one of your guys has talked to more people than I'm going to talk to all day. he said, I can't believe I've never seen a booth with so many people. And then that night we went to dinner. We had 25 new friends.
Yeah.
And then we had a questionnaire. Yeah. People filled out a questionnaire on the iPad and then we gave them a t-shirt. And mm-hmm. then we went to the bar that night, to the country bar, there, everybody's out on the dance floor. There's people with our high tech shirts on the very first night. We're like, what the heck?
So that was kind of the basis for going to that show, is that we wanted to unveil something that nobody had seen. Mm-hmm. And the deal was, is you get a free t-shirt, just take a survey. And really what we wanted to know is what their first impression was, what they thought about it. Could it be a product that they could see themselves using? And you know, just to get like a short Q&A, we could get some feedback and get like a first impression of what do you guys think of this? And we learned all kinds of stuff at that show.
Oh, yeah. We had people that are still going to the website and asking when can they get one.
Yeah.
We had one lady who wanted to mount one to the post on her pole barn so she could lift herself up and get onto her horse.
I mean, there's so many different ways you could use it.
Yeah. Another guy just recently wants to put one in his house and ride up to his second story of his house. I'm like, well, don't you have a staircase? You could just but he thought it would be
I could
cool
see.
In his house. I was like, okay.
Farmers getting up into their equipment.
Yeah.
Or if you got to get up to the spot up there where they got the hay and stuff and you just ride that thing up there. But
Yeah.
It was a big deal. I mean, we went to Iowa, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, I was there by the third day. I couldn't speak anymore. My voice was gone. So people would come up and ask a question and I didn't want to be rude. So I just hand them a flyer. Yeah.
Everybody wanted to engage in, you know, more information about it. What's going on here? What is this?
Yep.
My parents and my cousin, Jeff, he went and he couldn't believe it. They're like, my gosh, there's some interest here. There's a lot of people that want this.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of big names. You know, you got the Drewy brothers came, or at least one of them, with their team. Travis T-Bone Turner, he came by and visited with us. Raised Hunting, they came by and raised with, you know, Iowa's right there in their backyard. So, I mean, these are serious whitetail hunting fools. And
they wanted to help out too. They're like how can we help you?
Yeah, because we don't need this for us. We want to help this get into the market because we got to know so many people that could use this.
I didn't realize there was that many people out there that need this. Even the guys that were selling saddles came over and said, hey, you guys are completely the opposite of what we are. But, you know, I have this relative that can't get up into a tree, can't get into a saddle. This will be perfect. So, you know, it was like at the opposite ends of the spectrum here, where you guys got a guy in a saddle and then you got us that are lifting you up into a tree. So, so it was pretty,
so that Iowa show was pretty eye opening. You knew it would sell, but you didn't know.
Well, people wanted to buy it there and we were just out there. We were going to the shows to see what it would,
We weren't there to sell it. We were there just to get, you know, feedback on the two prototypes and, you know, 14 years of engineering and rebuilding this thing over and over and over until you get it into a perfect format where it's safe. It's safe. The whole time you use this product, it's completely safe when you're going up and setting it up and taking it down and hunting out of it. And,
Well, Grant knows that he's been, using it now. I mean,
last three weeks.
Yeah. So, prime time too.
Where you been hunting?
My uncle's farm here in Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
We've had some pretty bad weather for this time of year, but it's been awesome. Like, that's the first time I've been in a tree stand since 2018. So the first time I got in it, my body was a little bit, I don't know if it was my blood pressure, but when I went up, I was a little bit lightheaded.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, my body had to get adjusted to it.
You guys got the governor off of it. You got it going so fast.
Zooming.
You weren't breathing?
Yeah.
You need to breathe, Grant. You know. Took your breath away.
Well, the thing is that a tree stand, I think the maximum capacity on a tree stand is 350 pounds. I think that's the max that it's ever been. And we've tested this to 700 pounds. And right now the governor's off the one you're on. So you're zooming up the tree.
I'm going fast.
That's not going to be that fast for everybody. No. We can't do that.
No. But haven't killed a deer out of it yet. Could have, but
it's coming.
Waiting on the right one.
It's coming. He's waiting for the big one.
Yeah. So we got to get you to get one out of there.
Yeah. I need to kill a doe or something. Get it started. Draw some blood.
Exactly. Just like anything. Once you get it done, then it seems like it just, you know, like, snowballs.
So using the stand 3 years, how long did you have to wait from the first time that you learned about high tech or introduced to it? You heard about it where?
So I saw the Facebook video by Drewy Outdoors and it was just a video of,
that's when they ran into us in Iowa.
Oh, Deer Classic. Yeah.
Okay.
And, I don't know how Bill's name came about, but I found him on there. I don't know if I was just going through high tech's page and ran across him. So I sent him an Instagram message and was like, how can I buy this thing? And I think you told me you're waiting on some investors to go public.
Yeah, we were trying to get a bill of material together to get this thing produced as economical as possible. And
exploring all options for manufacturing.
Exactly. Yeah.
So.
And then was it a year later? Something around that time before next season, I messaged you again. It was
And like, I was just getting the patent finished. So once we got the patent finished, then I came down here and showed you guys.
Yeah. And it all the
I think it was about a year ago. It was November 22nd, I think I came down here of 2023. I came down.
Yeah.
All the sparks started flying about that time.
Yeah. I remember when I showed out in the video, I was like, whatever we got to do, we got to get this product to the public. Just the lives that it would change. You know, obviously we're a business and stuff, but this is a high tech community that when we go to shows and stuff, there'll be a whole community that wants to hang out with us that are hunters like us that see how special this product is. And I think that's kind of something special about this company is because it's, we're all have the same goal. We want to change people's lives and allow people to hunt out of a tree stand that they might never have before.
Well, I think a lot of those people, when they do get this product in their hands, they can say thank you to Precision Sonar, because there's the guys that are going to get it over the finish line here. Yeah. We're going to get this manufactured and out to the public. Everybody's been waiting for years to get this done and get one of these. And I think from what I've seen down here, these guys are just about there. I mean, we're getting there real close.
Yeah. Incredible team here. I think the first time we came down, I think we came down earlier in the year, this spring, and met the whole team here, and everything's clicked so far. And like I said, the sparks started flying and the ideas started happening, and creative thinkers. And, you know, we've had a lot of think tank set sessions about how to make this thing better, how to make it available, what the plan is to get this thing, you know, in the hands for people. So
yeah, a lot of testing's been done. It's been sitting on a tree for 3 years outside to see what could happen to it. And basically a lot of that was already done. Everything was engineered and designed on CAD and then verified on CAD. So
I can't imagine for you guys, the first day it comes up for sale to the public, the weight off you guys' shoulders.
Yeah, it's still sort of a dream once we get it in people's hands, but the fact that you're using it and you're back in a tree after 6 years?
Yep. Yeah.
We've had some people when we were in Iowa that came, from Colorado? Some guys that came from
Colorado? San Diego.
I'm talking at the show, though. I think some of the guys were in wheelchairs
that came
from Colorado. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I've gotten notifications from a guy in Colorado, too, about getting one of these.
They're patiently waiting.
I can't believe that Grant here goes, drives out there, does everything and hunts on him by himself. Mm-hmm. I have a problem hunting by myself. I mean, because I'm afraid, you know, if I fell out of a tree or anything, who knows? But the fact that you have this much freedom is just, it amazes me that, first of all, it's humbling because you trust us. And you've now used it for 3 weeks and everything's 31 times up and down before the battery.
Yep.
I mean, you gotta be 31. Crazy. So they told you to see how many times you could go up and down. And then,
Matt was like, I want you to test this battery out. I want to know how many times it goes up and down.
And that was the older battery. So not even,
this was from
3 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, it's November. And if I'm going to the farm, I'm going to hunt. I'm not just going to go out there and do this. So Alan was like, okay, well, you can go hunt, test it out, and then come back. So, 31 times up and down.
Oh, so he gave you a day off to go hunting and do testing?
Half a day. I couldn't get the full day.
So you get testing. All right.
Yeah.
So well, that's good. That's a good day's work. You get to go hunting.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Beat that.
Yeah. And we've had other guys using it. We invited
Beyond Rubicon, the TV show. And then there was
they came out, they met you guys in Ohio, and those are great guys.
Yeah.
They hunted hard all week. They hunted hard out of that stand. They finally put it together in the fourth quarter last day. So, we had the vets came out with Wishes for Warriors, Life After War. Yeah. They flew out and a couple of vets, one of them was a triple amputee. And never been in a tree stand before. So that whole experience with, you know, hunting from an elevated position was pretty incredible for them. So,
yeah.
They hunted with a crossbow. We set them up, made them feel comfortable. And the easiest part was for them was just getting out in the field, getting to the stand, getting up in it. They just loved every part of it. They thought it was pretty special. So
yeah.
It started out, the name was High Tech Tree Stands, but now we're High Tech Hunting because we don't provide a tree stand. Mm-hmm. We make this product called the E-Stand.
Yeah, it's an E-Drive.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lift.
Yes.
So any tree stand using our brackets can be mounted to this and dropped onto a few adjustments. We're going to have everything uploaded in videos and everything, how to set it up originally when you get there and what tree stand you use. If you use a millennial, it just drops right in with the stud. You adjust the bottom in and out, the bottom plate. Any other tree stand that doesn't have a stud, you use our brackets.
Yeah, pretty much all hang on stands, whether it's a single or a
double post
or a double post type hang on stand, it will work with the universal bracket that they have designed for it. So
yeah.
And then the other thing is the ease of setup. This isn't a one purchase. You got to buy this full assembly and then buy it again and then buy it again and then buy it again. No, you just buy one assembly. And then you set up pole sections all over your property and you go plug in the carriage and ride up. So you could have one carriage and 10 different poles out on your property, 10 different spots to hunt, and just go plug in and because the carriage is removable.
You say carriage, but it's the E-Drive.
Yeah, well, I call it the carriage because you know what? That's the name in CAD. So the name in CAD is carriage. You call it E-Drive, I call it carriage.
Bill the engineer.
That's his engineer kicking in.
Well, there's a lot of different. Me and John, he'll be talking about something and I'm like, no, that's because I go by the name that I gave it in CAD. He's doing his retail name or whatever he calls it, whatever. He's got a sound.
His marketing.
You know, yeah. Shazam. Or yeah. Something, you know, it's like some kind of magical name. I just call it the carriage. He calls it the E-Drive.
Well, modular, I mean, this is a modular system. So you buy that rail section. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we can even buy another mono rail section to add it. When you buy the kit, it's 15 feet. It takes you up, elevates you 15 feet, which is pretty standard for most people feeling comfortable hunting out of an elevated position. But you can get an extension, like another 5 feet if you really want.
Yeah, go really 20.
Yeah.
The other thing is the accessories, backrests. We got a knot slider so that it'll slide the knot for you. Yeah. And so you don't have to hold the knot yourself and slide it, even though if you were to use a lifeline as you're climbing into a tree, you still have to slide the knot up. Yeah. We have an option where you can get the knot slider. So as you ride up, the knot slides there, but you're protected from installation and then to uninstalling it and taking it down. You're protected by that lifeline.
Yeah. 100% safe the whole time you use it. Yeah.
So you strap that base pole to the bottom of the tree there and it's laying there on the ground. And then you just put your mid pole and then your top pole in with a couple bolts. And then you rotate that pole and you strap that first ratchet strap around there. And then your pole against the tree. And then you plug in your carriage, drop on your tree stand. And then you have your lifeline already attached to the top of the pole with a carabiner. And you ride up and strap it as you go. And then you ride up to the top, take your carabiner off, put your strap around the tree because we want you guys to be strapped to the tree. Even though you still have protection when you're strapped to that top plate, but we, for safety purposes, we want you attached to the tree. There's nothing stronger than that tree. So,
yeah, there's a number of accessories that are that for integration into it. There's a seatbelt that you can secure yourself in. Helps with people that maybe need more balance or something when they're in this tree to feel comfortable.
You're talking the seat belts right to the seat of the tree stand where you're going to have double protection. You're going to have the seat belt around your waist, and then you're going to have the lifeline that's connected to your harness.
Yeah. So,
and that's a lot of with the dovetail system and stuff, you're protected. So there's multiple layers of safety. You'll see it in the system when you purchase it. A lot of things were thought so that if something gives out, there's some backup for it. So just like the manual crank people, one of the biggest questions are they try to stump you and say, hey, what happens if the battery dies? Well, there's a couple ways around that. We're going to make it so that if it's less than 20% battery charge, you're not going to be able to go up. So you're going to have to charge your battery or have a separate battery. These batteries are so small, they go in your backpack, so you can carry one extra.
Yeah, the new batteries are supposed to be pretty incredible. The engineers here at Precision Sonar, Matt Woods, he was talking to me the other day. He's like, you know, it's going to be pretty neat, this 36-volt lithium battery. But he goes, I think you maybe get one charge out of it for the whole season. I'm like, well, it can't run that good.
Yeah.
He said, no, it should be, it should run pretty good. Yeah. So we're excited about that.
Well, the other thing that for safety purposes too, is the emergency shut-off switch. So if you had run into any kind of situation or any, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You're going to have a button where you just hit it. It's going to be a red button on the side there. You hit the thing, it shuts it off. So if anything got caught up or something, the gear is way low in the carriage, so you should never have that issue, but you never know what's going to happen.
It's completely contained. Yeah.
Yeah. It's completely contained. So, so you can put the system up in probably 20 minutes, I think max. Mm-hmm. Once you get really good at it, it's about 15 minutes and basically no physical exertion. You can put it up. I've done it in shorts and flip-flops just to show that, you know, it's pretty simple. And then it's not, has to be installed to a telephone pole, the rotating brackets, just as long as you're strapped to the bottom of the tree and the top of the pole hits it, you know, that rotating brackets take up that space because there's not a tree out there. That's a telephone pole. So
yeah, we'll have videos, walkthroughs that'll basically showcase every aspect of how you operate this thing in the field. So should answer most of everybody's questions when it comes to, you know, the basics.
There'll be that setup manual for setting up your tree stand, or we were going to recommend some tree stands on the website that you just drop in. You just go buy a new tree stand and drop that in if you want to do that. Or if you want to use our mounting brackets, then any tree stand you have, or if you buy a certain brand, you'll be able to adapt it and it will go into this system. So we're not a tree stand company. We're a lift, and it is patented. So, we got protection and,
The website should launch first of the year, January 1, 2025. So
sales begin January 1st.
Yeah. Pre-orders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, we have a scheduled list of three shows that we want to hit this year. It's the, Great Outdoor Show, Pennsylvania, the Harrisburg show. We'll be there
February.
Mm-hmm. We'll be there all that week. Our booth numbers and stuff will be on our website. We'll promote those so people can find us on social media and stuff. We'll be plugged into that. Second show will be in March. We're hitting the Iowa Deer Classic again. Mm-hmm. So many people there that we connected with. We want to get back there and finish what we started.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then this summer, we're pretty excited about getting down to Birmingham, Alabama, to the World Deer Expo down there. Yep. So we have a big space down there, so we should be able to handle good crowd, and it's going to be fun. So
if someone wants to get one, there's going to be a limited amount, though.
There is, but
first,
there's no limit. First. According to Alan, there's no limit.
There's no limit.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
We want to get, they still want to get one as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's our goal this year, is to get them out there. So, Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on using this for the last 3 weeks?
Probably the biggest thing was how quiet it was.
There you go.
Because I'm really nitpicky when it comes to deer hunting. Like if you saw how I brush my track chair in at the bottom of the tree, like it just looks like a brush pile, just little stuff like that. And how quiet it was, I was really surprised. And
well, how many deer did you see when you went up and down 31 times though?
None.
Okay.
But
it's pretty quiet.
Yeah. It's real quiet. That's one of the things that when we were in Iowa, people, we would sort of tease them and say, see how loud that is? And they would be like, wait a sec, I don't hear nothing. I'm like, yeah.
Which that was probably my biggest concern, because killing big deer, you've got to be stealth mode. And that thing is quiet. And even if the wind was blowing slightly, it doesn't even matter.
I was thinking if it wasn't quiet, we could just have a grunt tube where it would just grunt as you're going
as you're going up.
That way you could call deer in and go up the tree stand at the same time. But we didn't have to worry about that because of the how quiet it was. So
yeah,
we're super thrilled, and that's going to be an incredible time. Bill and I both know, though, I think at the end of the day, you know, high tech hunting isn't about this East End lift. It's going to be a bigger deal than that. So yeah, we're going to be able to connect a lot of people to the outdoors. One of the biggest things we've learned going, you know, visiting with the demographic of people there, where this isn't just a stand for physically challenged people. We had older class of gentlemen that came up and said, you know, I just don't feel comfortable climbing a tree anymore. That's going to be great. I can get back in a tree. Then you get ladies that come by and say, oh, I need my husband to buy me one of those. Cause yeah, some gals just, they love hunting. They love being hunting from an elevated position, but they don't like climbing a stand in the dark and 20 degree weather. You know what I mean? And it's cold. And then we had some guys come up and say, I want to buy that for my kids, cause I'm tired of walking them all the way out in the woods into the stand to put them up in a tree, make sure they get up there safe. Now they can just go out there, get in it, buckle up, hit the button, and they know that their kids are going to be safe hunting in a stand. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
The other thing was the Canadian guides that said that, they can't get the older, customers up into a tree, even a ladder for bear hunting, but they won't sit on the ground because they don't want to be on the ground with a bear.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they were asking for that.
Yeah. Super safe. So all those ground blind hunters out there, now you have a chance to be able to feel safe getting up in a tree and hunting. Yep. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. So we'll be at those three shows. Maybe more. We just got to figure that out. Yeah. So January 1st, when we're doing pre-sales.
Yeah. That will open up the sales then. Yeah.
Plus we're going to be rolling out a lot of accessories in the future and stuff. Yeah, it's going to be a limited of, you know, what the backrests are going to have, the backrests coming with it, the knot slider, the safety belt, an extra battery.
Yeah. We'll have all kinds of good stuff on the site. Yeah.
But there's always going to be more stuff we're going to be adding. So we got plans, big plans for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of great ideas. We have a huge list of accessories and stuff, so it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Us, the filming guys are going to love us too, because they're not going to have to carry their stuff up into the tree. They can just get on the E stand, hit the button, go up, step into the other stand, attached to the lifeline. Just put another knot on the lifeline, get two knots on there and slide two, and then the hunter comes up. So it's going to make filming.
Yeah.
A lot easier.
I think it'd be cool eventually if we can make one for a box blind or something. That's the next goal.
Shh, that's a secret. You're supposed to let that one out of the bag yet.
We'll edit that out.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. It was a good show.
I think that's a good one to kick it off.
Yeah. All thanks, guys. Yeah, nice to visit with you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with a lot more, but for now, see you January 1st. Right,
let's go. Let's go.
For everything high tech hunting, connect with us on our social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and our YouTube channel. Thanks for joining us.